Have you ever wondered what your purpose in life is? Have you ever wondered why we were placed on this earth? Well, to an extent, we've all been called to share the gospel, but surely there must be more. Do you ever worry about the future? And has the word destiny ever crossed your mind? Now, I believe that we all ask these questions at one point or another in our lives. Questions like those have crossed our minds at some point. And I think it is part of what it means to be human. Now, several years ago, a movie came out titled Forrest Gump. The main character in the movie was a man called Forrest Gump, played by Tom Hanks. And Sally Fields played his mother. And one of her catching sayings, you'll remember this, was, "Life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get." We never know what's going to happen in our lives. To an extent, life is a big futuristic mystery, and I guess we're more aware of it at this time of year, the beginning of a new year, than any other time. Sometimes the career we have chosen changes and we journey into another one. And sometimes we have to begin back at square one. There are so many things that can happen that no matter how well we plan, the direction that we started in may not be where we wind up. Example from my own life, when I started training as a young Methodist minister in South Africa, I don't think I had even the slightest inkling that I would end up as vicar of Crawley Down. It would never have occurred to me. God does incredible things. And sometimes we might dislike that uncertainty, that things change in our lifetime, usually more than once. And perhaps at the moment, we are living in a time of change more than ever, and that unsettled us. But the fact is that Scripture tells us our lives, our destiny, are in the hands of Jehovah God, the creator and redeemer of all creation. He is the one who, when we let him, leads, guides, and directs our journey. And despite the uncertainty of our journey in this world, for those who have accepted his gift of salvation, they can know that their final destiny is eternal life in heaven with him. So we come to our Old Testament reading this morning, Isaiah 43:1-7. Now, it had been a tough 70 years for Israel when these words were written. Actually, the 400 years leading up to that hadn't been particularly great either. And for that 70 years, Israel had been in Babylonian captivity. They had been away from their homeland for about 3 generations. You'll remember that song by Boney M, "By the Rivers of Babylon." It talks about the captivity. It's based on the psalm. And when captivity first started, those early captives had had plans for their lives in Judah. And then they were jerked away from their lifestyle and homeland and put into captivity. And over that period of time of captivity, they were being given warnings by prophets. They were told 2 things. The first was that it was only going to be temporary, and the second was that they were to go about their business and live their lives as normally as possible. And eventually they would be able to return to their homeland. And now, 70 years later, it was about time to return to Judah. During the 70 years, however, many Israelites must have wondered, "Where are you, God? Have you left us? What should we do?" These are the questions that we ask when life gets tough. We can make plans, we can prepare, and all of that is okay As the wise man builds his house upon the rock, that was another Sunday school chorus I remember well. I remember marching around the Sunday school to that one. Wise man builds his house upon the rock. He will plan and prepare, surveying the type of rock he's building on. But sometimes, at the best of times, changes can happen. And the wise man must be ready for interest rates and poor rock content. Thus we have Isaiah 43, verses 1 to 7. The author is offering assurance that no matter what happens in our lives, day to day, moment by moment, God is with us. And he's not just God sitting out in infinity somewhere, watching us struggle. But he is here, living and walking with us on a daily basis in person. So we come to the story of the baptism of Christ, which is the feast of today and what we are focusing on today. The baptism of Christ, amongst the other theological significances of it, tells us that God is with us. It is a continuation of what we have focused on throughout Advent and Christmas, of Emmanuel, the wonder of Emmanuel, God with us. We are not alone. God is beside us. Now, we've heard this account from Luke as the prescribed reading for today, but in the other accounts in the Gospel, there's this dialogue between John the Baptist and Jesus. And John the Baptist is even humbled and overwhelmed and says, well, Lord, surely it should be the other way round. Surely you should be baptizing me. I shouldn't be baptizing you. And Jesus says, no, this is the way it needs to be to fulfill all righteousness. This is the way it must be because God is with us. Jesus, the Son of God, God himself, came to earth, submitted himself to the cross ultimately, but at that moment, submitted himself to baptism as we are baptized, setting an example for us, but also walking completely with us. Now, Jesus told his disciples, and in essence, all of us who were to come after, that he would send unto us a comforter, the Spirit of Truth, the Holy Spirit. And although we do not know what is going to happen from one day to the next, and at the moment we just seem to be bombarded all the time with messages of uncertainty and fear and intolerance and negativity. And the challenge for us is, as Christians, each and every day, to be counter to that message in our community, in our homes, wherever we go, to hold the light of the gospel, the representation of Emmanuel God with us everywhere we go. More now than ever, in the light of all the negative messages that we are receiving, we need to stand and say, we are the people of the light. He is the Lord God Almighty. He is Alpha and Omega. He is the beginning and the end. He is the Good Shepherd, the Savior of all humanity. Through good times in life and through the bad, he is there with us. 1 Corinthians says to us, the greatest of these is love. Was Forrest's mother correct? Yes, well, life is a box of chocolates, and we never know what we're going to get. For the most part, we don't know. But we are called to be a faith-living people, and we are told to live by faith and not by sight. So let us praise God that he is the one who knows our destinies. He is the one who knows all, both in this life and in the next. And so, as we step into the year ahead, we put our trust in him. Amen.